AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. There will soon be a new federal holiday, Juneteenth. The House voting 415-14 in favor of June 19th becoming a national holiday. President Biden is expected to sign it into law. Juneteenth commemorates the day the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin wrap up their one-day Geneva summit. AP Sagar Magani has more.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden says he told Putin he will always raise issues of fundamental human rights, including jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, as well as two Americans in prison in Russia. The president was asked by a reporter what would happen should Navalny die.
I made it clear to him that I believe the consequences of that would be devastating for Russia.
A Russian national and an Estonian have been convicted in federal court in Hartford, Connecticut, on charges of providing the software that allowed cyber criminals to use malware and ransomware without detection. The charges include conspiracy to commit computer fraud. This is AP News. An infrastructure compromise may be in the offing.
The bipartisan Senate group working on an infrastructure compromise appeared to gain momentum Wednesday as the group doubled from 10 senators to 20. As he was preparing to depart Geneva, President Joe Biden told reporters,
I'm still hoping we can put together two bookends here.
Late Wednesday, Biden administration officials were on Capitol Hill meeting with Democratic senators in the bipartisan group, drilling down on details of the compromise proposal. Earlier in the day, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed ahead on the alternative Democrat-only track that would seek to skirt the need for at least 10 Republican votes to reach the 60 required to pass the package in the Senate. Schumer convened a private meeting of Democrats on the Senate Budget Committee to set the groundwork for a majority passage process. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China's crackdown in Hong Kong continues, police arresting the chief editor and four other senior executives at the pro-democracy Apple Daily. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.